The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, good morning again, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and we are in the beginning minutes of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And Robin isn't with us this morning again, but that's okay. She's doing better. She's doing well. And we took her to the surgeon this week for evaluation to see if she's going to need some back surgery. So we got some good news. And that's good news. So hopefully we'll be pain free here in a few weeks or months, and see how that all works out. So we're good to go. Got another appointment scheduled for this week, so things are moving in a positive direction. Anyway, we are at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Here with another exciting and thrilling edition of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. For those of you who do not get the Department of Natural Resources press releases, you should sign up, because there's some very interesting stuff that comes out of there. And one of the things that came this week was news on, two studies. It has a date of February 12th. I don't know why they waited almost a month to send it out, but two studies by DNR scientists highlight spawning challenges for striped bass. Both by DNR fisheries biologist Jim Uphoff, a well-known biologist, authored a paper that uses long-term data sets to bring a new perspective to the history of the striped bass stock collapse and rebound in the last decades of the 20th century. Angela Giuliano, also a DNR fisheries biologist, published a study that looks at the effects of warming water temperatures in the Chesapeake Bay on the timing and length of the striped bass spawning season. These studies are important contributions to our existing body of knowledge about striped bass, said DNR Fishing and Boating Services Director Lynn Waller-Fagley. With the recent below-average spawns, it's critical that we have as much information as we can on striped bass reproduction and habitat. DNR biologists are adding to the scientific understanding of striped bass recruitment that will help manage this population. And on it goes. Now, if you go to the DNR press room, you can find the links to those two studies. Very interesting. And brings in some stuff that people don't think about, you know, the warming water temperatures. Now, we had Uncle Dale call in about this last week. You know, he said it's the the water temperature and the food resources, the little microorganisms that the fry feed on, and if something else spawns ahead of the striped bass and eats the little microscopic organisms, or if they don't make it for some reason, then, you know, your fries will basically starve to death. And there's other factors, too. There's environmental factors, as we talked about, too. So it's not just the fishing part of this whole deal, and it has to do with a lot of different things. As you know, the winters have been milder the last several years, and I'm not a big climate change, you know, the world is ending, that the sea levels are rising and all that stuff. I'm not a big promoter of that. But I do believe that there are changes in our weather patterns. And I don't believe that they are man-made. I do believe that there are cyclical changes in the way this Earth works, atmospheric and others. And, you know, I just don't think that we have that tremendous amount of influence on it. So, that being said, there's no getting around the fact that, you know, if you have excess rainfall, that affects things one way. If you have a dry season, that affects things another way. If the water temperatures are warm, that's another thing. If, you know, salinities are low, another thing. If the bay grasses are successful, that's one thing. If they're not, they get wiped out by something or another, then that's another thing. There's just changes that happen on a normal basis, and these two studies explore, number one, the long term, and by Mr. Uphoff, and then Ms. Giuliano, that looks at the warming water temperatures in the Chesapeake Bay. You know, we published a magazine last year, and we're going to do it again this year, called Big Ass Fish. And we explored how the blue catfish became so widespread in Maryland's Chesapeake Bay when it was simply contained to the Potomac River, the lower Potomac River in Northern Virginia. You know, had to do with the fact that we got a lot of rain, and the salinity went down, and the catfish said, hey, we like it out here, and we like it out here in the bay. Let's see where this goes. And they began to disperse and populate all the rivers. And their spawning success was tremendous because the blue catfish can eat anything and does. And they became overpopulated to the point where they're now, you know, they're now dangerous to the future of the bay. So things change. Things happen. And it's not anybody's fault. It's not a cow fart problem. It's not a human exhaling problem. You know, it's not those types of problems. So, anyway, that's my rant. This week was pretty good. Had got some travel time in. Did a little work around the house here, and today we're getting ready for the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet at Martin's West. In Baltimore, the folks from Bucks, Bears, Stags, I think we've got a team of eight, are going to be there. They're going to be measuring some white-tailed deer and some sika deer, and hopefully some black bears will come in from Maryland, and we'll be able to put more animals in the record book. So we've been keeping the Facebook page pretty active. If you want to take a look at that, it's Bucks, Bears, Stags. No and, it's just Bucks, Bears, Stags. Official name is bucks-bears-stags. That's the website.com. And, you know, you can take a look at what's going on there. If you don't have your copy of the record book, the new record book brought out in 2023 as an update of the 2020 issue, you can do that. And, you know, there's never been record books published in Maryland before. We started that in 2020, came up with a comprehensive record book. And the next one, 2023, is even better. So those can be ordered online through the website primarily. Or if you stop by a few of our retailers around the area, you can pick up a copy there. Clyde Sports Shop has them, that's for sure. So our number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And good morning, John B. How you doing, buddy? So we ate some cobia this week. We had an appointment yesterday at a restaurant here in Dorchester County, excuse me. And while I was waiting for the fellow to show up, I had a order of snakehead bites, which were absolutely delicious. You know, nice chunks of snakehead, bite-sized pieces, breaded, fried. Cocktail sauce on the side. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. What else did we do this week? Oh, did some sika deer. Did a couple tenderloins. And did a couple steaks. and enjoyed sika deer this week, along with the whitetail, nice whitetail meatloaf that I made. So I've been making a lot of venison these days. Sure have. Had an interesting conversation with Brent at Spurrier's Tire Service. And this is not part of their commercial. It's just public information. There's a feeder out there. It's become very popular with deer hunters. Not only whitetail, but sika deer hunters buy a lot of these and put a lot of these on their farms because they're very easy to operate. It's called a capsule brand feeder. And it's just a that's what it is, a capsule. Looks like a space capsule. And it sits on the ground. It's easy to fill. Holds 250 pounds of corn. Automatic, dispersal. You can set the timer however often you want to set it. But one of the things that stabilizes it is a tractor trailer tire. They recommend that you get a used tractor trailer tire, set your capsule in it. Makes a firm foundation. Won't wobble, won't bobble, or won't weeble or wobble or whatever you call it. And, there it is. And that's what's happened at the place where I hunt sika deer. They've got a number of these, and they're all set in tractor trailer tires. And I said to Brent at Spurrier's, I said, what do you do with your used tractor trailer tires? He goes, man, I pay to have them hauled away. He said, anybody that wants one for their capsule feeder or another purpose, come on down, get them. They're, give them away free. So just stop by, and if you get a couple of capsule feeders for your property and you want free access to some tractor trailers, I opened that door for you folks if you're interested in that. Spurrier's Tire Service right there, Dover and Elliott Roads right here in Easton. So anyway, got some conversation about perch fishermen being approached by Natural Resources Police, and especially perch fishermen who were fishing live minnows under a shad dart. And we called a couple of sources in DNR, including the public outreach guy and a couple other folks in there, and tried to find out what was going on. And they said, yeah, we've been hearing about this. Apparently the Natural Resources Police is going to these perch favorite areas and warning perch fishermen who fish live minnows on shad darts that under the regulations regarding J hooks and live bait, that they may be in violation. And a lot of perch fishermen were up in arms and, complaining to their tackle shops and complaining to the DNR and complaining to, a lot of people, complaining to me. I heard it. And I'm like, okay, let's see what's going on here. So we did call. And I noticed in this week's fishing report that came out on Thursday, here's the quote. Successful yellow perch anglers find small spinner baits, beetle spin type lures, and small jigs to be good choices when fishing with lures. Fishing with small, lip-hooked minnows is perhaps the most effective and popular way to fish for yellow perch on a simple one hook or high-low bottom rig. One hook or high-low bottom rig, which could be a shad dart, which is a very popular way to fish them, of course. Anglers are warned, that's the word, that using J-style hooks is being considered illegal under the current circle hook regulations. Anglers are urged to use small, approximately size number 4, inline circle hooks, I will insert that, when fishing with live minnows. These small circle hooks are not easy to find, but a few hook manufacturers make them in these small sizes. What do you think about that? That should generate a call or two. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Sorry if I sound a little nasally this morning. I sound a little nasally myself. But it's me, let me assure you. And hopefully we'll get some calls on that. 410-922-6680. Speaking of Clyde's Sports Shop, their 10-day sale is over tomorrow, Sunday, March 10th. And let me grab that information here with my in my stack of papers and so forth, and we'll talk about it. I'll talk about it. Well, that's not it. Where is it, bad boy? Well, I don't need the paper to tell you what's going on. Clyde Sports Shop 10-day sales going on. There's discounts on all fishing rods, fishing reels, combos, and all fishing tackles 10% off, excluding bait and licenses, of course. It's called the Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale, and it's over tomorrow. So you can take your empty spools in on your spinning reel, your casting reel, whatever you want, and they will fill it with brand new fresh line, premium monofilament line at half price, starting at 1.5 cents a yard. So normally, if you buy something like 20-pound test, which is 5 cents a yard, you'll get it for $2.50. How about that? 2.5 cents a yard. Their feature is always Shakespeare, the Ugly Stick, and Fluger rods and reels. All rods and reels are on sale. The Penn spinning reels, which is a nice buy on the Battle 3 series, is good to go. The Fluger spinning reels are on sale, featuring the President series. With kids combos available, they're also on sale. There's some of them are species specific. You know, they have a little combination tackle box for trout or bass or catfish or panfish. You know what? And all rod and reel combinations are on sale. Make sure while you're there to check out the complete selection of St. Croix fishing rods. Great fishing rods. St. Croix, good brand. Clyde's has live and frozen bait, minnows, fishing licenses, lures, hooks, lead weights, tackle for perch, trout, panfish, and bass. For rockfish, they do carry the circle hooks, the bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes if you need that as well. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne or Halethorpe, either one, whatever you want to call it. 21227 is the zip code. Phone number there, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Been around since 1957. Clyde Sports Shop is open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. Let's see. Well, heating season is, you know, spring's right around the corner. Heating season is almost over, and we're getting ready for the backyard. When you drive by Backyard Billy's, man, that lawn is filling up. That yard, that big space that they occupy there on Kent Island is filling up with all kinds of furniture and gym sets and sheds and dog kennels and chicken coops and chicken sedans. It's all right there. The pergolas, the gazebos, the tables, the chairs. It's just a magnificent sight to see. I'd like to see the drone footage of that. Don't forget the Adirondack chairs. There's almost 1,000 of those in stock. But what I want to tell you I sound like our bumbler in chief. What I want to tell you about right now are some savings on some classic wood inserts for your fireplace by a company called Regency. You can save anywhere from $500 to $1,200 off, depending on the model, in-stock model of the Regency wood fireplace inserts for sure. And then if you want to take a look at the wood stove, there's another savings there on the F2450 of $500 off on that one. All in-stock models available, you know, all in-stock models only. The Traeger grills are at least $200 off of the in-stock model, so great time to think about getting a new grill. Assembly and delivery as well. So why not stop by? The Traeger grill is a great pellet grill. You can control it with your Bluetooth on your phone. You can set it, you know, go inside, watch a game, you know, let your ribs cook out there, let your steaks cook out there, steady temperature, even temperature. You look at your phone, you want to change something up or down, click, click. It changes it automatically. You want to add pellets, click, click. It adds pellets. It's a tremendous way to grill. So there you go. All this available at Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's is and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, located right there, right off on Drummer, right off of Route 50, exit 44B Evans Avenue, Graysonville. BackyardBilly's.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. You can call 410-827-4500. That's 410 827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And why not stop by this weekend as well? We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? USA and y'all can keep the change.
Anybody watch that State of the Union the other night? Oh my goodness. Ay, ay, ay. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We don't have any callers today. What's the deal with that? You know what I think it is? I think it's March. I think people see rain in the forecast. I think people go, I ain't getting up to go fishing today. And they roll back over and say, I'm sleeping in. I'd have done the same thing. However, here we are on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, talking to you about striped bass. And what in the world was that? My phone just made a goofy sound. Interesting. Well, how about that? So we were talking about striped bass a little bit. There's lots of other things to talk about that in the great outdoors, if you'd like to. I need some coffee. Hang on a minute. Oh, that's what's missing. Oh, boy. First shot of the morning. That is really good. Ah, maybe that'll help my mood a little bit. That's for sure. I had a conversation with a fellow yesterday who owns a wholesale and retail seafood business, and they have a brand of crab meat, their own brand that they pick, and the obtaining of legal people to pick crabs through the lottery process is extremely hard to navigate. Some of our picking houses have pickers, and some of them don't. The temporary migrant workers, hard to come by. Some of them haven't had pickers in 3 years. Some of them had partial pickers. One of them who typically employs 60 people was only allocated 10. 10 in the fall, 10 in the spring, typically 60. And you've heard about this visa thing that they do. You've got to apply, you've got to get in the lottery and that type of thing. And the comment was made, all these people coming into the country and we can't get people to pick crabs. Now, what does it tell you? It tells me something very, very wrong with this whole situation. So let's talk to Tony in Ridgely. Good morning, Tony, and Mark in Delaware's on deck. Good morning, Tony. What's going on, buddy? You're up, Tony.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Yes, I'm doing just fine, Alan. I wanted to talk about trout fishing. I was going to try it this year. I think it's the end of this month.
Right.
The trout season starts.
Yep.
I was out in Idaho for a few years. And trout was catching Kamloops and Dolly Varden with one
right.
kernel of corn. Have you ever used that back here?
I have.
Okay.
I've used corn. I've used Velveeta cheese. I've used power bait. I've used a lot of different paste baits. Yeah, corn's not bad for trout. They like it. But stock trout will eat anything. You know, I've caught them on it. I caught him on a spinner, inline spinner with a piece of orange peel on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think they like the bright colors. I've cut them open with cigarette butts inside them. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna try the corn here when the season
sure.
starts.
I think that's
there's a youth season this year. The week
there is.
Or something.
Yep, there is. Correct.
Well, I'm going to try it at Tuckahoe. So,
well, good luck. I think they put 400 and something like that. 400, 600, something in Tuckahoe.
All right.
Stock trout. I'm talking about numbers of stock trout.
They don't put them in the lake, do they?
No, they put them in the stream.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
They put them in
the
stream,
so. I was curious. Thank you. I enjoy your show.
Good luck to you. Yeah, try that corn. Like I said, Velveeta cheese. I was looking for the little hooks that have the springs wrapped around them for dough bait. Now they have the big ones, but when I was a kid, you could buy the little tiny ones, like a size 10 with a spring wrapped around it. I guess you could take a couple of ink pens apart, get one from the bank, and cut the spring in half and string it over that treble hook. That helps hold the cheese or the dough bait on, or the power bait.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yep.
Okay, I'll let you know how I make out.
Enjoy. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Mark, in the first state. How are you this morning?
I'm not sure what we're first in anymore. you love this. There's a provision that passed the House of Delegates yesterday to require a permit to purchase a handgun. Now, of course, how can you require a permit to exercise a right?
Correct.
It's identical to a Maryland law. It requires a former Maryland law that's been overturned by the Supreme Court. Actually, not the Supreme Court, the Fourth District Court of Appeals.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, there's no charge for the license, but there is a charge for fingerprinting, and it requires training, a training course.
Isn't that the exact same thing that they've... Isn't that the exact same thing they found unconstitutional in Maryland?
That's exactly the same. It was based on an unconstitutional Maryland law, and the Attorney General for Delaware says, that's okay. We're in the third district, not the fourth, and she's convinced that the Third Circuit will hold it constitutional. So here we go.
Amazing. They will do anything to circumvent the Constitution.
Absolutely anything.
I was watching that debacle the other night. Robin and I were watching it. And I don't know if you heard the comments about Roe v. Wade, but when he made
it, it too repulsive.
He made a comment and he looked at the Supreme Court. And he threatened the Supreme Court. I said, Robin, he just threatened the Supreme Court. And they're sitting right there in front of him. You're going to see
Obama
how strong.
Did the same thing.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
One branch of government threatening another branch, co-equal branch of government. Unreal.
Well, Schumer did the same thing in his own way.
Yes.
Threatening the Supreme Court justices.
Yes, he did.
So that's what, anyway, that's what Delaware, the first state, is first in today.
First in trying to, Well, we have a bill in right now for anyone who carries a loaded firearm. Anyone who carries a loaded firearm. How many of us do that in the field? I carry a loaded firearm all the time from early muzzleloader season through the late firearm season. I carry a loaded firearm all the time in Maryland. $300,000 in liability insurance. You got to have it. How about that bill? How about 11% excise tax on firearms and ammunition? That's also been proposed as a new law. Will they pass? Don't think so, but you know, it's out there. They just want to try and throw anything and everything at the wall.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
They come at us from every
angle. Yep. And most of
the time.
A lot of this is in these handgun and these firearm laws are an exercise in futility, but they keep doing it. They keep coming back with the same thing year after year, especially when there's a turnover in the General Assembly, which is usually... In an election year, they usually turn over about a third of the delegates and senators. Did you know that the turnover was that high?
No, I did not.
Yep. In general, they turn over anywhere from 25% to a third of the representatives in Maryland. So, you know, the new ones try to make a name for themselves. New governor comes in. You know, this guy, the hunting governor, I wish we did live in some other state, but, you know, I'm locked in here, unfortunately, for a long time, and One of these days, perhaps we'll move to some other less progressive state. We'll see what happens.
Well, you've got your business and family there.
Everything, yep, everything. So, nope, hard to do.
Yeah.
So who knows? Anyway. But we escape when we can.
Yeah.
even in our own minds, you know. We're sitting out there in the woods and everything's quiet and we're watching the birds and the critters and, you know, waiting for a deer to come by. You can go anywhere you want in your mind, you know.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the update on that. That's very encouraging from the first state that they're going to be. They think that they're, since they're in a different district, that the oh my gosh, unreal.
Yes, it is.
Thanks for the call, Mark.
Have a good week.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Let's see who else we got. John in North Carolina. John, how are you, buddy?
I'm
hey,
good. I didn't realize that he was calling.
Well, wait a minute. You two, is this Mark or is this John?
Yeah, this is John.
Oh, okay. You guys sound kind
of
the same.
I did escape. I'm in North Carolina.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
And our sheriff is the head law enforcement officer of the county, and he doesn't give a damn about any gun laws.
You know, that's great when you have a sheriff in a position like that, because they are charged as a sheriff with upholding the Constitution.
That's right. And
more so,
he does. And of course, down here we have we do not yet have constitutional carry. By the way, it was the NRA who screwed that up for us last year. Their nose was out of joint because they didn't draft the bill. But we do have legal open carry, which I avail myself of.
Sure.
As do most people. Most vehicles down here have a gun in them most of the time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Although we have a few disgusting liberals who moved down from the north. But that's really why I called.
Brought their politics with them, did they?
Well, you know, their money is welcome, but leave your filthy ways behind.
Okay.
You know, that's all I can say.
I got it. I'm with you.
You dealt early on about global warming. You weren't convinced. And, of course, you know, most of the sites that they take temperature with are compromised. You would expect a site that used to be in the middle of a forest but is now in a city to be a little warmer. You'd expect the ones that are next to an airport with jet exhaust to be a little warmer than they used to be.
You'd think maybe a little more carbon in the air.
Oh,
perhaps.
I would expect so. It's called plant food, but that's not exactly where I called. There was an event a couple years ago, and you can look it up. Anybody can. Called Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha Pai. It sent 146 megatons of water vapor into the stratosphere. It was the biggest event that's been known, and water vapor is a potent global warming problem.
Sure, sure.
They expected
this was the underwater volcano.
That's the one.
Yeah.
So anytime you're talking to a freak about global warming and they don't know what Hunga Tonga Hunga was, right away you know they're not capable of a rational, intelligent discussion. They're probably following, quote, the science. Which of
anybody that throws soup on the Constitution of the United States doesn't get it.
Right. Or spray paints.
A painting in a Louvre. What is that? I don't. You know what that is? That's like a 4-year-old writing with a crayon on your wall.
Well, that's what they were taught throughout, especially college.
True.
Look, unfortunately, I don't tell people where I live that I went to college because I'm embarrassed by it. I went to UMBC back in 1972.
Right.
And I've got to tell you, even back then we had communists as teachers.
Oh, no question.
I had one who loved the communist Chinese, and I used to argue with him in class. To his credit, he did not fail me. which is certainly something he could have done. But I always wondered, how did he feel during Tiananmen Square when they used college students as grease for treads?
Yes. Yep.
I mean, they're like the current government of the United States. They're tyrannical.
I'll tell you, I can't wait till November. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. I fear the worst, but I hope for the best.
Well, there's no reason not to steal another election, because what happened to them last time?
Exactly.
They didn't pay in blood, and they didn't pay in money.
Nope.
And until they do, why would they not do it again? But I called about Hunga Tonga Hunga.
Hunga Tonga Hunga.
That's what it was called.
Yep.
146 megatons of water vapor.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
Yeah.
You may well have said a weema whack, a weema whack.
I'll bet young people today wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Of course not.
Yeah. It's of course like driving a manual stick transmission. They have no concept.
No. Look, I said something to Robin the other day. You go into anywhere where a young person is behind the counter and there's no sense of humor, there's no sense of engagement, there's no looking you in the eye, there's no smiling at you. This is just a space for me to occupy before I can look at my phone again tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's no, I mean, get on TikTok. Hey, folks, this is not TikTok. This is not video. This is a human interacting with you trying to make a business transaction that you are responsible for.
You know, I walk around, for one thing, I don't have a cell phone. I'm one of the few people, I don't need
right.
it, and I refuse to use it.
Right.
I walk around, people are in a fog. They're looking down. It's amazing they don't trip off the curb. And I think to myself, you know, I walk around, I try to maintain condition yellow.
Right.
These people are permanently in condition white. They're waiting to be mugged.
Oh, yeah. No question.
They're totally unaware of their surroundings. I'm surprised more of them don't get run over and step out into traffic.
Well, some do.
Yeah. Well,
some do.
The thinning. Subtraction.
The thinning of the herd.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, so. I'll leave you with this, a quote I picked up somewhere, and I can't remember who to attribute it to. Every man dies a stranger in his own country.
Interesting.
Anyway, on that happy note, I hope you have a good fishing season.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that.
I'm looking forward to cutting grass and trying to shed a couple of pounds.
Good for you.
And then halfway through, I'll be looking forward to deer season again.
Ah, gotcha. All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Have a nice weekend.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let me tell you about our friends at, I mentioned them earlier, Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Road, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. That's what the posters say throughout the store. That's what they recommend first off, Bridgestone, Firestone. That's what I'm running on my truck, and I love them. But they'll carry anything else if your car requires something smaller or different or oddball, like a Michelin or a Yokohama or something. They've got it. They'll get it. Don't worry about it. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any size, mini to maxi. I drove from Hooper's Island yesterday to Church Creek on Route 16. I counted 30 different trailers of all makes and models, and I thought about Spurries the whole time. Boat trailers, utility trailers, landscape trailers, flatbed trailers, dual wheel trailers, horse trailers, RVs that you have to haul. I looked at all that stuff and I'm thinking, man, there's just a lot of trailers down this way. Imagine what it is everywhere else on the Eastern Shore. Well, Spurries Tire Service has any tire for trailers. They sell more trailer tires than probably anybody east of the Mississippi. Well, might be a little exaggeration, but if you got a trailer, they got the tire. If you got an ATV of any size, model, make, they have the tires. Garden tractors, farm equipment, tractor trailers, dump trucks. Spurries offers tire repair, which I've taken advantage of, and full service automotive repair. And they just did an oil change for me. And they'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, they know what they're doing. They have the technology. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurries customers, including Rob and me and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurries Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Spurries Tire, 410-822-7384. SpurriesTire.com is the website. Spurries Tire Service, 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Hey, you know, summer's coming. Spring is getting ready to pop here. We've got daylight savings time coming in tomorrow morning, and, you know, we'll lose an hour, but will also gain daylight savings time, which is great, which is more time in the outdoors, more time in your backyard, more time on your deck, more time to grill, more time to sit around a picnic table with family. And crab season's coming too, so you can do that as well, or oyster shucking or whatever you want to do. Why not stop by Backyard Village and take a look at their tremendous selection of backyard furniture, including tables and chairs. Those poly tables and chairs, they last a long, long time in many, many major colors and styles. The Adirondack chairs made out of poly will last forever. You know, you can sit and relax on your deck. You can watch the water. You can watch the grill, which they've got the Kamado Joe and the Big Green Egg grill smokers. They've got the Traeger pellet grills and the Memphis pellet grills for your deck or for your backyard. And, you know, if you got kids, well, they've got the swing sets, and if you got chickens, they got the chicken coops, and if you got dogs, they got dog kennels, and if you got family and you want to get out of the rain, they've got gazebos, and if you want some shade, they've got some pergolas, and if you need storage, they've got sheds of all kinds, and if you have a green thumb, they've got greenhouses and even a shed greenhouse combo. Backyard Billies. Backyard. Keyword, back and yard, backyard. That means where you recreate, where you do stuff at your house. They've got it all covered. You can see the barbecue grills inside. You can see all the stoves, the wood stoves, the gas stoves, the electric stoves, all that stuff inside. You can check out the outdoor fire pits, the rings, the deck umbrellas, all that stuff at Backyard Billy's. Visit backyardbillies.com or visit them in person. Right there off Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. They're on Drummer Drive in Kent Island, Maryland. 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Why not stop by this weekend? Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, folks, there's the music. We'll be rejoining you after the news, and we hope that you take this moment to use the restroom, get yourself a fresh cup of coffee. You know, follow my lead, in other words. Now get out, stay safe. Make sure you say you love your family this weekend. See you in a minute.